We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
My son is an idiot.
At the club,
mac and cheese.
Head coach. God.
The hottest spot.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Yeah.
At the club,
what is Colorado Rockies?
Merry Christmas,
kick the ball, you little bitch.
At the club.
You rarely have good questions.
They fell in love.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Playoffs.
I'm very confident.
Yeah. All right.
Underrated drop. I love the Kleofkov drop.
Underrated, huh?
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
It's so perfect for what happened to that whole situation.
Well, the context of that is that was I was interviewing George Kleofkov, and I said, how confident are you can keep the Pac-12 together? And this was like right before the Pac-12 crumbled.
Yeah. Like a week or two before.
I'm very confident.
And you hear me very dismissive with it. Yeah.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
Yeah, you call it. Well, it's a must-lie situation. We've all been in those. Sometimes you got to lie, man. You got no choice. Can't be honest.
I saw that Drake has a LeBron James tattoo.
Yeah.
But
now they're feuding or something?
Had.
Yeah, well, he covered it up. So have you seen what he did with it? So, okay, first of all, why does Drake have a LeBron James tattoo? Before we get... I got the story on long balls coming up here in a second.
All right.
Okay,
I just wanted to get to our long balls. I don't know. Drake is the ultimate star effer in that... And, like, that's kind of one of the things that, like, Kendrick Lamar called him out. He's a fake. He roams and tries to find the next great thing.
You know what he is he's one of those, like, NFL super fans or whatever that gets the trophy and all the championships, like, tattooed on their calf or whatever. Yeah. He's just a dude who's been really successful with a lot of money who's that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's from Toronto. He was huge when the Raptors won. Yeah. You would think he would have a Kawhi Leonard tattoo. I mean, if he's getting a basketball player, but he has LeBron!
You got LeBron.
Well, that says all you need to know about that guy. And then, I read recently that he has now covered up the LeBron tattoo with an SGA tattoo. What in the hell?
Well, I guess SGA,
Canadian.
He's Canadian, but now we're an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. Well, I think him and LeBron had some sort of falling out. I was reading, like, this is one of those things where I started reading a story, and then I went, why do I care? And then
so
I
you didn't get to the end of it?
I got through, like, four lines of it, and I literally stopped and had the thought of, who gives two Fs if LeBron and Drake are unhappy? But I did see, they had, like, a photo of the tattoo that was covered up. And that was my initial thought of, why did he get a LeBron James tattoo?
I'm reading from AI here that there is a perceived escalating feud between LeBron and Drake. What was once a close friendship included public displays of support, even the tattoo. That tension appears to stem from LeBron's perceived siding with Kendrick Lamar during Drake's Kendrick feud, particularly when LeBron showed up in support of Kendrick Lamar at Kendrick Lamar's concert.
Well, don't you have to be on Kendrick Lamar's side? I mean, that was
not if Drake's your friend.
No, but Kendrick Lamar was the good side of that, right?
Well, no, he was the winning side and the better side. But if you were
LeBron's
guy,
a front runner, we know that
for sure. He's not a loyal friend, I guess.
Just can I say the idea of getting your friend's tattoo is just weird. Like, what if I showed up with like a Juicy for Rock tattoo?
I wouldn't put it past you.
That's really weird. I mean, it's one thing, like, if again, you support your favorite team or you support your favorite band. I get all that. But if you become personal friends, like, Will Clark was my favorite baseball player when I was a kid. I didn't get a Will Clark tattoo. But, like, all of a sudden now I become...
But if you knew him, you might.
Clearly. But let's say I become friends with Will Clark. I meet him, and I'm like, Will, I hear you're a giant ass and you're a red ass. And I'm like, I love you anyways. And now we've become best friends. And then so we start hanging out. I show up to Will Clark's house with a .22 on my arm. Don't you think at that point Will Clark would, like, call, like, and get a restraining order on me? Like,
Is it acceptable to have a tattoo of your spouse?
Yeah.
It is?
Well,
if you then get divorced?
Dan Lanning's got a big one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember? He's got that rib cage one?
That's true. Well,
then that's what cover-ups are for. I mean...
SGA. Got to get SGA then.
Got to get SGA. I have tattoos representing people, but if something were to happen, you wouldn't know that it was them. Like, I kind of think it's weird. Like, to get a name on you, I always think that's a little bad luck. It's a little bad juju. But, I mean, that does happen. But again, that's the difference. That's your spouse. That's someone that you're saying, hey, I'm married to you, or like your kids. But you just become friends with someone who's an athlete, and then I go out and get their tattoo. That's stalker behavior. That's weird. If I'm SGA, I'm like, dude, don't do that. I would not think, like, again, if you get a Souk tattoo, that's weird. I'm not.
Do you want the bad news?
Yeah.
I already have one.
Is it just like a silhouette of his beard? What do you got?
Let's go. Whip it out. But if you got a silhouette of the beard, and then I shaved my beard, and then you just have a weird silhouette of a beard.
Yeah, but you once had the beard.
I once.
That's how he'll choose to remember you.
That's right. It's on my lower back.
I would love it after all these years you had a secret tattoo. It would be incredible.
Don't. I wish I did, but I don't.
Well, as far as you know, I've never seen you naked.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't.
You could have a secret tattoo.
It's got little Molly Tenjis right there on the left cheek.
Because Buck, you don't have any tattoos.
I do.
Right?
I have one tattoo on my chest.
Oh.
Whoa. What is it?
Have we seen the?
I don't know if we've seen it. It was just it's a tribute to my buddy who passed away when I was in college.
Oh. You got a little chest meat? You want to whip that out for the?
Sure, right, I can do it.
We're getting some man meat right now.
Yeah, I think he kind of wants to.
Look,
I don't usually wear a button-down shirt.
He's all svelte now. He's a Clydesdale.
There you go. Oh, there's
okay.
There's my tattoo.
Little man meat right there.
Is that his name?
No, they're Greek letters.
Too much hair. It's hot.
Now it's time for yours, Rob. Take your pants off.
What's worse, a LeBron tattoo, an SGA tattoo, or covering a LeBron tattoo with an SGA tattoo?
Oh, well, it's the last, because then you just have equally dumb tattoos.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are the chances that's not the last basketball player he gets tattooed there?
Who's next?
You just keep putting more Well, the thing about a cover-up is there's only so
what you can do.
Yeah, because cover-ups have to be much bigger than what they're covering up, and eventually you just run out. I did have someone once ask me about my tattoos, and it was a lady, and she goes, why don't you just get them covered up with something else? And I was like,
why would I want to?
Well, I was like, are you aware of you can't cover up sleeves when an entire body part is covered in a tattoo? You can't cover it up because, well,
you can if you're Machine Gun Kelly. Have you seen what that guy did?
Yeah, I guess you just black him out.
Dude, his whole arm is just black tattoo ink.
Well, that would be mine. The only way I could do something to mine is if I just got them blacked out. But there was a lady that literally thought you could just put a tattoo over the top of another tattoo the same size and then, like,
That bitch don't know ball.
No. She was dead. She thought my tattoos were problematic. She said they made me look like a white supremacist.
Well, they do.
Bitch.
I mean, this is why I've been calling you an insurrectionist, but, you know.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
To each their own.
My mom is adorably racist. Just because they look like white supremacists doesn't mean that they are white supremacists.
I think that's a good lesson for people, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
It's a good lesson. Yeah. You can never judge a book by its cover, although I tell you what, that book looks quite insurrection-y.
It's pretty damning.
Over there.
It really is. I get it. I get myself one of them buffalo hats.
I think you need a MAGA hat.
The Larry David. That's the sad part, is if I wore one, I would blend right in. They'd be like, hell yeah.
I wonder if people, because you really don't see them much. At least around here, you don't see them much.
I went to a 4th of July barbecue and someone was wearing one.
Yeah, I mean, you see them, but not much.
Yeah. Believe me, it was still kind of shocking to see it. It is.
When you see them, you're like, whoa.
When you see one out in the wild, you're like, whoa. Wait.
Because it's kind of a hat. Even if you're on that side, you know what it means and you know what you're doing and it pisses people. It's just like, why are we doing it? But I just wonder what the, like, if you did rock one, you specifically, because of how you look, I just wonder what the reaction would be. I think you walking around
wearing one for a day in Portland
would be great for our show. Yes, in Portland.
Just do
everything you do in a regular day and just wear your MAGA hat. Don't say anything about it and see what happens.
There, you definitely get some reactions.
Right on, brother.
Yeah.
Right on, brother. A lot of thumbs up. You get a lot of honks.
So therein lies the question.
America, yeah!
I kind of, if someone has one, I will do this. The question, because I'm not buying one, the question becomes, do I get more, just a normal day, do I get more negative or positive feedback?
Around here, you're getting more negative.
Are you certain about that?
Yeah. I would bet on that.
Because I know it's Portland, but follow me on this. I think a lot of people are going to just leave me alone. The vast majority.
Nobody wants to mix it up with.
No,
we're over that.
I think we're over that, and let's be honest. It's not like I'm like, if you looked at me on the street, you're not like, let's go F with that guy, right? But I'll bet you there's a lot of people that are going to see that will want to congratulate me.
Hey, look, I've got an ally.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, yes, this guy.
One of mine. Let's go. So we can be friends.
So I secretly think, even though more people would be upset, I think the more reaction is going to be that of a positive nature. And I'm guessing an over-the-top positive nature.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Got to get a hat. Well, I ain't buying one. I'll tell you that right
now. Why not?
No.
Yeah, because then you're contributing to
the... Yeah, you're not getting my money on that. You can... Yeah.
I'm gonna see how much they cost.
That's not happening.
$40?
Yeah. I'll tell you, 100%. I would rather wipe my arse with $40 than spend $40 on that hat. That ain't happening.
Oh, no, you can get one at Walmart for
$10. I would rather wipe my ass that $10 bill.
They sell MAGA hats at Walmart.
Yeah, well...
I always thought you had to get them at...
I thought so, too. You order them on a website Trumpies or something. Yeah.
You think they're American-made?
Nope. No, I don't.
Nope. Someone said, in Portland, where does stabbed in a kidney come in?
Totally. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I shouldn't have gone down this rabbit hole.
Oh, man. You're into it now, huh?
Do you have summer long balls?
It's insane. I didn't know this was a thing.
It's a thing, and we're going to tell you about it next on The Fan. Okay, well.
Time to talk about long balls.
Time to talk about long balls, yeah.
Long balls. Summer long balls.
So as opposed to winter long balls?
That's correct.
Well, I guess winter would be short balls.
Shriveled cold balls. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is from the New York Post. Looking for a reason to welcome winter? Enter the dreaded summer long balls.
Why is it dreaded?
A seasonal condition characterized by the unpleasant engorgement of the testicles. Like mangoes and other stone fruit that swell when it's sweltering.
Stone fruit for balls?
Men are doing battle with ball bulge. Mm. It sucks, one anonymous gent told The Cut. They're the ones who coined the term.
Yeah.
I wish I could wear sluttier shorts in the summer, but I can't. And I can't do that comfortably. Oh, my God.
What?
For some, the condition distends their balls to the point that their bits hit the water in the toilet bowl when they sit down.
Boy, is that when you know that you're really old? When you sit down and you hear a ploop?
That's when you know you have the most serious of the summer long ball condition.
Boy, it's that bad?
Another nameless victim who experienced summer encroaching on his southern hemisphere said that consistent sweat causes his scrot to stick to his leg, creating a dubious batwing effect.
Wow.
That was summer encroaching or was it encroaching?
That's far too
Dude,
graphic.
That could be a great party trick, though, right? You're like, hey, check out my bat.
Do you think my bat wing reaches the bowl?
Check out my bat wings. I did have a buddy that one of his go-tos, like on camping trips or whatever, would be like the camping chair wide leg, and then it would be just one out, right? It was very subtle.
See who notices.
Yeah, it would just be like hanging out the side there a little bit, and then you'd be, you know, you're just like having to, you're like, God! And then he'd start laughing.
And also, who's in charge of
what?
Your penis?
What?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know summer long balls. Why don't you just wear underwear?
Awkwardly, he says he feels the need to rearrange things down there and is worried about people noticing in public.
Well, I mean, that happens to the best of us. You got to learn to do... like circles. You got to learn to adjust without having to use the hands. But couldn't just like a pair of underwear fit? Like how many people are going commando? Don't you just get like a you nice know, pair of boxer briefs and this solves the problem?
Can we talk about adjusting for a moment?
Absolutely.
Is it really that big of a deal?
Well, I think some people find it very gross because then your hands are down there and then you're not washing them.
But over clothes?
Oh, yeah. If you're going over, yeah, over clothes.
Yeah, no. If you're going in, that's
yeah. But
different.
Let's be honest. Sometimes over clothes isn't gonna get
that's,
it done.
That's
you gotta move stuff around.
But like women adjust their
the bras
and such.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that the adjustment has a negative connotation. I like to do the squat walk myself. Where you just kind of do like a couple sumo walks.
It's like a no hands wedgie removal.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. You just kind of as you walk, you kind of do a wide leg.
It's a little bit more of like a 45-degree angle to your step.
And normally with maybe a little shake, and that'll take care of it.
A little waggle.
Yeah, and then if you got it, go down. Then you know, hey man. And sometimes you have to. But the summer long balls thing, I mean, I get it if you're just letting them swing, but dude, get some support.
Well, experts say temperature changes can cue the body to self-regulate, affecting sperm production and causing a case of testicular migration.
Yeah.
When it's a cold environment, the testes move towards the body and the scrotum tenses up, says New Jersey urologist Annika Ackerman.
Mm.
The opposite is true. In a warm environment, the scrotum relaxes and the testes move away from the body. In effect, the testicles do not enlarge in the heat. They simply move further from the body.
Yeah, so just that's the... So it's not really the testicles, it's the skin, right? Your skin just stretches.
Yeah, well...
Or
yeah.
Are they bigger and heavier and then it makes your skin stretch?
It's a good question.
Because they did say engorged in there, right?
Yeah. Hmm. I can't say the summer long, but we've all experienced the cold, though, right? I told you, I went skinny dipping in Loch Ness in Scotland, and let me tell you, coming out of that water, it's not good. And there are people around. You gotta make sure that everything's covered up, because you're not impressing anyone after that. You know, it makes sense. But I think if we all understand shrinkage, would we understand summer long balls? Like if someone saw your cash and prizes for the first time, in the midst of a hot, sweltering summer, would they assume that that's your regular? Yeah, and then you'd be like, it's not normally like this? Or would you want them to think it's like that? You're like, hey, check out my long balls. Is that an impressive, like, peacocking sort of thing?
God.
You're like, hey.
So much to chew on there.
You're like, look down. There is a lot to chew on, literally and figuratively. You're like, hey, take a look.
I think it depends on, are you talking about women?
Women. Well, yeah, or a man. I mean, a man could see your summer long balls, and you're like, hey,
well, look,
you like this?
I've always kind of operated under the assumption that, you know, your sack hanging a little further is better. It's better than stomach screw. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, you know, at least you want to show you got, you know, because there's the whole thing about, big balls, chip.
You got baby nuts.
So it's like, okay, I got summer long balls. That's helping me.
Yeah.
But then there's the flip side of that is, I don't think the ladies like the ball. I mean, they don't like the scrot. Like they don't want to look at that.
Well, does anyone want to?
It's disgusting.
Well, I'll go a step further. Is there anything more offensive than a scrotum?
Well, okay, so then maybe we're thinking all wrong. Like the scrotum retreating up into the body is good. It's hiding. That's what we want.
I think so.
But then there's that whole thing of, well, you got baby nuts. And then that's no good.
No.
I don't know.
The question becomes, and I may have to pose this to the ladies, do ladies find balls attractive?
No.
I can't imagine.
That's universal.
Can't imagine that.
In general, I feel like Southern Hemisphere genitalia, no one really loves what that looks like.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I disagree.
I disagree.
Well,
I guess, I think where he's going with that is...
It's aesthetically, maybe not.
Some...
Naturally,
some are
more off-putting than not.
Yeah. Like, we're spoiled a little bit by, you know, like...
Yeah, well, the stuff that we get to see, like, in
yes.
Yeah, it's a nice... You're getting the best of the best.
Exactly, and then it's like, it's not all like that.
No. You're getting a 1%.
I mean, just look in the mirror.
Well, and the first time that you see something that doesn't look OnlyFans worthy, it can be a bit of a shocking... it can be a shocking moment. It's the difference between reality and in movies, but...
I kind of wanted to see the wang. Now we're talking about female genitalia here, well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Buck was saying blanket.
Yeah, he was saying anything
south of the border,
below the equator.
It's not appealing.
You know, as a heterosexual male, you're naturally going to be attracted to the downstairs area for the opposite sex. But in general, just objectively,
I get it.
I can get behind that.
I understand where you're going with it. Yeah. It's like elbow skin, right? It's not...
Sure. There's nothing like wrong with it.
I
like,
love elbow skin. Oh.
You know it doesn't have nerve endings? Like, you can pinch the hell out of it and nothing happens?
Oh, that's horse crap. Get a tattoo on your elbow sometime and tell me
if there's... Well, that's because the needle's going down hitting the bone, right?
No. You're not needling... Did you just say that it's going into the bone?
Well, I'm not going into the bone.
How deep do you think those needles go?
By the way, he's right. I'm pinching the crap out of my elbow skin.
Yeah, you can't feel it, can you?
I can't feel it.
Go get a tattoo. You'll feel it. Mm. As someone that has his elbow covered, it's not a great feeling. So
What happens if you pinch it?
I can assure you that there are...
You won't feel it if I come in there and pinch you.
There are nerve endings in your elbow.
So what is the cure for summer long balls, you ask? Very simply, like you say, wearing tight underwear.
you got to switch to a banana hammock, right? So she's just wearing like a jock strap? You wear a jock strap around during the summer?
Well, then it hangs out, doesn't it?
No, the jock holds it up in there. That's what a jock strap is for.
I know, but I don't know. It just seemed to me that you would want more mass, you know?
No, you don't.
Not like a.
You want mass gives the summer balls room to roam. You don't want that. You want them corralled, like a naughty puppy. You need a kennel for them. That's where the jock comes in, nice
a
and tight.
Naughty puppy.
That's hot.
Gotta keep those things nice. Well, I had to wear a jock when I played because I snapped the football.
They're eating the dogs.
And so I always like to wear a size too small or too jock because it was tighter. Like, because
the things up even tighter than normal.
Yeah, because the waistband will stretch, right? And you don't, and so you can wear anything, but you want the pouch on the jock to be really, really snug because. I don't know if you know when football starts happening, but that usually starts around July, and you don't want summer long balls when a guy's hand is on your taint, and now you have to throw a football up against said hand. If you got summer long balls, you're going to figure it out real quick that you want the tightest jock possible.
And the other remedy includes the nutsicle.
The nutsicle?
Yeah. Which, as you can imagine, is an ice pack for
you have to ice your balls?
Testicles. Well, you can.
Huh. Shrink them back up.
That'll shrink them puppies right on up, up in there.
A good question from the text line. Do the uptops hang lower in the summer, too?
I would assume. Right?
That's a good question.
It's got to be the same sort of thing.
You'd imagine.
Yeah, right? Everything gets warmer and... because, I mean, your skin, just in general, when you're cold, your skin gets tight. And when you're hot, your skin gets loose. So... I would assume that there's a...
AI says no.
No?
No, because it's not like they migrate north either, you know?
Oh, but they can when it's really cold. That everything gets sucked up into your body.
Well, this says no.
Huh. Interesting. I would have thought yes.
Yeah, it says the idea of breasts drooping more in the summer due to heat is a common misconception. There is no scientific evidence to support this.
Go ladies.
Good news for us.
Yeah. Keeping it tight. Mrs. RJ says the balls are gross. Keep them up tight. No one wants to see them hanging. That from RJ.
Yeah, I think most women would say that.
We've got a YouTuber who's battling with the affliction of summer long balls. Says, got a sack like a grandfather clock right now.
Ugh. Well, that's an old man thing, but I've told the story many times of my offensive line coach, the worst human being that I'd ever met, and he's since passed away. Roger French, look him up. He's despicable in every way, and he had a permanent case of summer long balls. The amount of times, unfortunately, that I had to see his testicles, I don't know how he went about, and he would sit on them all the time. Like, that was a...
What, did he, like, yelp when he did it?
Yes. The amount of times, and you would try really hard not to laugh, but watching a man who's, like, 1,000 years old that you hate and is literally disintegrating before your eyes, the worst comb-over possible, the bad hair dye that would leak down his face, the dandruff, he had a hernia that would hang out over his belt line.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And that you would watch him tuck it back in, and then he had... the lowest hanging balls that at least 3 times a week he would sit on. And when he would sit on me, to go just like this, oh, and he would like bend over. And
God,
to this day, one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life is we had, and this was when I was pretty young, so I was like scared and didn't want to like get involved in this, but we had an elder statesman. His name was Eric. He played for the Jets for a couple years. Bateman. I think it was Bateman. Giant dude. I was terrified of him. And we had these folding chairs in our old meeting rooms that you had to be careful. They were the kind with the desk. Remember those? The folding chair, and then it had a desk that you could bring up to the side of it.
Oh, yeah. Like the kind of schoolhouse ones?
Yeah, schoolhouse ones. And so they weren't very sturdy. And occasionally, one of our fat asses would break it, and it would go down. And then we'd all laugh and call you a fat ass. And... Roger, our O-line coach, came into a meeting, and he comes walking in, and he plops down on the chair, and he sits on his balls. And so he leans forward and does the, oh. But as he leans forward, the hernia comes out.
What a freaking mess.
Because he would tuck his shirt in, because of course he would. So the hernia flops over. So now we've seen him sit on his balls. The hernia comes out. And he kind of falls out of the chair. And Eric, who's like 6'7", like 320, can't control it. He laughs so hard that he splits the chair and goes down in a heap. So now we've got our largest old lineman rolling around on the ground in pain because he just got folded under by a chair. And our offensive line coach is hanging off his chair with a black purple hernia hanging over and his balls underneath him. I've never
seen
an entire room like people just in tears. I am just like tears pouring down my face. And then we had to go about like it was a real meeting. Like we had like everyone recovered, like get a new chair.
All right, we got to talk about pass pro. Knock it off.
9-on-7. You good luck trying to get me to focus after seeing something like that. You'll never see it. You'll never see it again. It was like the perfect moment. But yes, summer long balls, permanent condition.
It says Roger French was beloved at BYU.
Did Roger write that?
Okay. He's beloved. Yeah, when he died, by the way, he got fired. And after he died, they did. They had like a tribute to him where everyone went back and pretend that he wasn't the worst human being alive.
My God, look at this. I just pulled up a Roger French story.
Yeah. Tell me it's not the balls.
Look who's... No, it's...
Is Sook in it?
It's yeah, Sook's right next to him. It's you.
Yeah.
It's Fat Sook.
That's me.
And you're once again messing with your ear. You're always messing with your ears.
I got ear.
And Roger appears to be pissed off about something.
Well, he probably because he sat on his summer long balls.
Or his hernia popped out again.
Dude, if I could go back and have video of one thing that's happened in my life, I would want video of the balls hernia chair break. That would have been because this was obviously pre YouTube. That would have been so viral. It would have just swept the world. Hands down, one of the best things. And it would happen to him all. He broke a finger once trying to open a bottle of water at Wyoming. Again, had to leave the table because I was going to piss my pants. Watching a man break his finger opening a bottle of water and then, oh.
Hey, I have another balls out story if you want, since we're on this topic.
Since we're on summer long balls.
Let's just put it all together.
Roger French's long balls.
We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Break. I'm not breaking.
And
I have another scrotum story.
All right, let's get into it.
Balls out bowling is back.
What?
That's right.
Naked bowling?
Yep. Pittsburgh area naturalists are hosting another balls out bowling event where you can bowl in the nude.
Are your balls jiggling?
Boy, I don't know if that's a sport you should be nude while.
There's a lot of long ball hanging. You're basically doing lunges when you bowl, so yeah. Man.
The event is for anyone over the age of 18, whether you're a seasoned pro or a beginner, you can participate. $30 to buy tickets. You have to pay whether you bowl or not, so that way you can't just be a perp.
If you're going to a nudist thing, do be nude. Don't be the creepy person that's lurking. If you're going to do it, do it.
Women can wear bottoms, though. Yeah. Also, sexual activity is not permitted.
That's cowardly, by the way.
Like, well, you just want to let them do it right there on the lane?
No. Like, wear bottoms? Like, what? I thought the whole point is to be nude and free.
Well, sometimes you see that with the naked bike ride.
Well, you know? That makes sense.
Men are naked with no pants. I mean, period. That's it. Women, it's kind of this gray area of, are you naked if you still have shorts on?
Yeah, you're half naked.
But your top's on, you know?
It's a valid point.
Are you half naked or are you naked?
Men have a different form of
Men
nudity.
Are just naked. Yeah. Like, we're just...
Yeah, because if you're...
We're half naked if we have shorts on.
Yeah, because when you're topless, like, whatever. Like, you can... You know, that's no big deal. But you're right. There is two forms of nudity. But I don't consider that. If I saw a woman topless, I would not say she was... I didn't see her nude. I saw her topless.
Yeah,
Two totally different things.
Now, if you saw a man bottomless but with a shirt on, is he naked still?
Yeah, he's naked.
Yes, see, he's naked.
Once dong has appeared...
Yeah. It's a very clear line.
I mean, he might argue with you, I'm not naked, I have a shirt on.
It's a good point, but again, all you need to know is that when the police show up, the standard of proof is the bottoms.
What if it's a long shirt, like a poncho? Or a... like a trench coat?
Well, then, that's a good question. I say not naked.
No, you're not nude.
No.
Yeah.
You're covered.
Kind of barely covers you
like
up down there.
Like a little moo-moo.
Give people a little show when you bend over.
Like one of Swag's short robes, that sort of thing. Yeah, you gotta be careful with that. I had that every now and then because, like, I don't know about you, when I wake up in the morning, I don't put on underwear. I just throw on a pair of shorts. You know?
Yeah, I do the same.
Yeah,
and underwear only goes on when I get formal and get ready for my day.
Yeah, exactly. And so I do have some like sweat shorts that are a little on the shorter side, and I do, and they're pretty loose around the legs. I do have. I have been told I have to be careful from time to time. Like you know, if there's other people around, my gal will be like, hey, just, keep an eye on what's happening down there. Like, oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Sir.
R-R-R.
What are the best thing, best sports to do nude? Is bowling?
I think,
bowling's probably not one of them.
No. Bowling's, I just don't think bowling's, for whatever reason. Well,
swimming.
Swimming.
But bowling, you have to go back over there and sit down, you know, like,
and again,
in between your...
On the seat that everyone's sharing?
Yeah.
There's a lot of lunging and awkward swinging, and I don't think you want that. That's probably not very good.
Wasn't there a naked golf resort that was allowing nudist golfing?
Yeah, that's in France.
Yeah. I would think that naked golf is probably is one of the better ones. You know, that's not too bad. It's kind of a casual stroll, and there's not too much lunging involved. Yeah, naked golf. For whatever reason, you always see like people playing naked volleyball. That always seems to be one.
Beach volleyball.
Terrible. Yeah. Sand. I don't want sand down there.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say that volleyball is probably high up on there. Maybe a flag football, a touch. a game of two-hand touch could get kind of flirty.
You're still trying to grab the flag, or you're grabbing something else?
What if wrestling were naked?
Well, it was.
It's called sex.
Well, wrestling started Greco-Roman. That was nude wrestling.
Well, but I just, like, think about, you know.
Well, here's the thing. I do jiu-jitsu almost every day. Ugh. Imagine that. But
I don't know what jiu-jitsu is.
Well, it's wrestling, but choking people. So it's actually more.
Should I Google naked jiu-jitsu?
Ooh, I don't know if you want to do that.
Oh.
There's a movie where Viggo Mortensen like beats the hell out of somebody in like a sauna, like bathhouse, and he's totally naked, just whipping it around while he does it.
Well, so in jiu-jitsu, there's gi and there's no gi. So when you gi, you're wearing like, you know, your little karate outfit, right? You got the pants and then the top and a belt and all that. But then there's no gi, and that is just shorts and like a very tight rash guard, like Under Armour or a Nike spandex top. And I will say that occasionally a man will not wear shorts. He just wears spandex, like spats. And women do that a lot. No one cares anything about it. But every now and then I've run into a man that just wears the leggings. And that's... It's weird, my man. It's weird.
Yeah, you need that kind of
better barrier
wrangled in there.
Well, because a lot of times, a lot of moves in jiu-jitsu are you end up scissoring someone. Like you are putting,
all right.
You are putting their head and arm between your legs.
Great sport.
And so it's I need some shorts. So every now and then you get a dude that rolls in wearing the spandex, and I'm like, that's not.
Then the bonus rewards
not
program.
Fighting you, dude.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me, man. Why don't you go throw on some. Throw on Uber. Some shorties and maybe we'll talk about this.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Man, my Royals just got walked off by the stupid Marlins.
That's all right. The Reds are kicking the living hell out of the Mets.
Which is worse?
Yeah. The Reds Marlins, actually, the Reds aren't that bad.
Marlins, not that bad. I mean, they're, I don't know. I think they have about the same record as the Royals.
No. And Justin Verlander still winless as a Giant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Marlins, though, are a couple games under 500. The Reds are, I think, four or five above.
Mm. A lot of people are saying next week's a big week here on The Fan. A
lot of people. I don't think we can say that.
Say what?
We can't say a lot of people?
Because
a lot of people aren't saying.
I'm confused about what we can and can't say.
I am too.
I know. Our fearless leader has steered us wrong. But I tell you what.
I'm going to be here Monday.
What?
I'm here Monday.
Oh, I'm here Monday.
Yeah,
I'm here Monday.
Are you here Monday, Buck?
I am.
Yeah, Monday. I love Monday.
I love cows.
I love cows. No, seriously. Next week is a big week.
I love cows.
And that's all I think we can say.
Big Ten Media Day.
Yeah.
And others.
Yeah.
And more.
So you
that?
Should just tune in.
You're going to listen anyways, for God's sakes.
Right. I have concepts of a plan.
Everybody have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.